at verse 5 of Psalm 23. My cup runneth over. Again, that can be a response to everything that is said here in Psalm 23. It's the effect of what has been said. We've seen so far that our cup ought to run over with humility, ought to run over with contentment, ought to run over with joy. And we've looked at joy here the last couple Sundays. Another thing it ought to overflow with is gratitude. These are all things that ought to characterize the child of God. In the book of Colossians, if we turn there, Colossians, you know, gratitude, like humility or contentment, is first inward, and then it shows itself outward. That should be true of all the godly attributes of the child of God. It's the only way that they can be sincere. It's the only way they can be consistent, is first inward, then outward. The inward is much more difficult than the outward. The outward becomes much easier once it's inward. But in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body, and be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Verse 17, whatsoever ye do in word or deed, so he's talking outward now, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So we read in verse 15, be ye thankful. We read in verse 17, giving thanks. They're not the same, but they are connected. They're not the same, but they are vitally connected. Be ye thankful is not the same thing as giving thanks. Yet almost any time, usually on Thanksgiving, you hear these verses preached, they make them one and the same. And they're not. And that's pretty obvious, just really from a casual reading. Verse 15 is talking about the heart. Verse 16 is talking about the external, the outward. I mean, he starts out in verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Talking inward. Starts out verse 17, whatsoever you do. Now he's talking outward. He's talking outward. So they're not the same, but they are connected. Our cup runneth over. Our cup ought to run over with both. The state of being thankful and the act of giving thanks. So consider verse 15, and be ye thankful. Again, be. Very simple word. Is a verb. It's singular, it's present tense. It speaks of a continual state or condition of being. You go through the Word of God and look at all the be's. Be ye, be ye, be ye. It's a state of being. It's a condition of being. He says, be ye. Ye, of course, is the personal pronoun. It refers to you and I, refers to the person. So this state of being, in this case, thankful, is a personal obligation, is a personal duty. Anytime the Bible tells us to be something, again, it's talking inwardly, but immediately it is our personal obligation. It is our personal duty. We're to be humble. It's our obligation. It's our duty. We're to be obedient. That's our obligation. That's our duty. We're to be thankful. Again, this is inward. That's our obligation and our duty. Then, of course, the word thankful is the adjective. It describes what we ought to be. It describes the attribute in a person, in this case, thankfulness. And then notice another state of being. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, that is, guide and direct in your hearts. And this leads to, be ye thankful, that is, in our hearts. If the peace of God is ruling in our hearts, we'll be thankful in our hearts. So how do we know if the peace of God is ruling in our hearts? Well, there's a lot of ways, but one is, are we thankful within? I'm not talking about giving thanks. I'm talking about being thankful within. So be ye thankful. It's an emotion, thankful. It is an inward heart emotion. It's a feeling. People like to talk about feelings. Well, here's a feeling. Be ye thankful. And many Baptist preachers have gone way overboard in dismissing all feeling. There's a lot of good feelings. This is one of them. Be ye thankful. It's a way of thinking. Be ye thankful. If it's inward, it affects our minds. So we're to think thankfully. We're to think in a way that is grateful. So it's an inward disposition. And once it's in our hearts, it becomes an inward inclination as well. That is, it's not a strange concept. Once we become, then it's no longer a strange concept. The difficulty, of course, is becoming. Be ye thankful. It's an inward feeling of appreciation. And you read the 23rd Psalm, and if you can put yourself in that 23rd Psalm, you cannot do that and walk away without an inward emotion and feeling. It's not possible. If you can put yourself in that place. Now, if you can just read it and not feel anything, then you've got big problems. But you read these verses and there's an inward feeling of appreciation. The Lord is my shepherd. And if you can apply that to your life and you know that is true of you, how can you not feel an inward appreciation? It is the attitude, it is the spirit of giving thanks. Now, we are to give thanks. That's the outward, that's the external. But the attitude and spirit of doing so is what's inside. And that is, be ye thankful. So this, be ye thankful, where does it come from? Can we just decide on a whim, I'm going to be thankful. From here on out, I'm going to be thankful. You can decide that, but it's not going to work. It has to have a root. There has to be something that feeds it. If it's circumstances that feed it, you're going to be up and down all the time. But if it flows from an awareness of God, then you can stay thankful. If it flows from a spirit of humility, and a spirit of contentment, and a spirit of submission and faith, then you can continue to be in that state. Thankful. Now you think about a thankful heart. A heart that just feels appreciation. And there is a big difference between expressing thanks and feeling appreciation. Big difference. You can do the one without the other. That is, you can outwardly give thanks without feeling appreciation. In fact, and I'm not criticizing it because you're teaching them manners, but the fact is we teach children to do that. Say thank you. They don't feel a bit of appreciation, but you're teaching them manners. But the danger of that is, and again, we ought to teach them manners. The danger of that is that it becomes a habit. Thank you, but there's no appreciation whatsoever. And then that carries over into the spiritual realm. And then the problem's even bigger. But think about a thankful heart. A thankful heart will protect us from a life of bitterness. You can't be thankful and be bitter at the same time. It's not possible. Bitterness will kill you. It will absolutely destroy your life. And it will destroy those around you, perhaps. But a thankful heart protects us from a life of bitterness. It protects us from a life of discontent. Again, a thankful heart is a content heart. It's not a discontent. A thankful heart refocuses our perspective. It helps us keep our focus on the right thing. A thankful heart refreshes us, refreshes the heart. Be thankful. There's something refreshing there. There's nothing refreshing about unthankful. But there's a refreshing power in thankful. It also serves as a soothing balm in trials. To be thankful. That, again, for us to be that inwardly becomes a soothing balm. It also brightens hope. Those who have no hope are not thankful. Thankfulness and hope go hand in hand. Thankfulness and assurance go hand in hand. We talked about that joy these last two Sundays. A thankful heart enhances joy. It enhances enjoyment. If you do not have joy, you're not thankful in heart. A thankful heart, joyful heart, go hand in hand. Again, when we're talking about a thankful heart, and we, of course, are speaking in relation to God, that will strengthen our love to God. Love is one of the foundations of serving the Lord. We're to serve God because we love Him. We serve God because of who He is. But thankfulness strengthens love to God. It strengthens our love to God because you're in this state of thankfulness. And you realize, I don't deserve any of these things. You become more thankful. But you become more appreciative of God. You become more in love with God. Which in turn makes it easier to serve God. I don't buy into it gets harder and harder to serve God every day. If that's true, you've got a problem. Now, I understand what most people mean by that. That the times, I understand all that. But really, the actual act of serving God, if we're where we ought to be spiritually, it ought to be getting easier. That is, we're more, it's just who we are. Thankfulness strengthens a desire to live for Him. Strengthens that desire. People who have no desire to live for God are not thankful. This desire to live for Him and thankfulness go hand in hand. So it is from this thankful heart, Colossians 3:15, that we are to, in Psalm 50 and verse 14, it says, offer. That is a willing presentation. An offering is a willing presentation. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Which brings us to Colossians 3, verse 17. Giving thanks to God and the Father by Him, Jesus Christ. We offer this thanksgiving to God from a heart that is thankful. You cannot offer what you do not have. So if you do not have thankfulness within, you can't really offer thanksgiving. It's just empty. It's void. And God despises that. God despises that. Again, Isaiah makes it very clear. Isaiah chapter 1. God despises that empty offering. You cannot give what you don't have. So we're to be ye thankful. We're then to give thanks to God. That is an outward act. The inclination to that act proceeds from be ye thankful. The sincerity of that act proceeds from be ye thankful. Two things. People say thank you many times without meaning a word of it. People say I'm sorry without meaning a word of it. And they act like those two statements, they fix everything. They fix everything. I said I'm sorry, but behavior has not changed. It means nothing. It means nothing. I said thank you, but you are continually ungrateful. It means nothing. So this is grounded in be ye thankful. Now the act of thanksgiving, and again, that's where the stress is usually put. That's where the emphasis is usually put. And that's true about almost everything in the Word of God. The emphasis is put upon the outward. That is a wrong placement of the emphasis. That does not minimize the outward in one iota. But the emphasis is in the wrong place if it's on the outward. The emphasis must always be on the inward. And if you have the inward, you will have the outward. There's no problem. But you can have the outward without having the inward. And God knows the heart. But the act of thanksgiving, it's important. Just like the act of humility is important. The act of love is important. The reason a lot of people have difficulty showing the act of love is because there has to be love from within. It's impossible to consistently act something out if it's not within. If it's not within. So the act is spoken of throughout the Word of God. And we'll look at a lot of verses without a whole lot of comment. But in these verses, we do learn some things about giving thanks, about the outward act. And as you read Psalm 23 and as you live Psalm 23, there ought to be more of that inward feeling of thanks, which leads to more of that outward. Our cup overflows inwardly and outwardly. Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, that's joy, O ye saints of His, and give thanks. That's the outward act. Give thanks. What is it that prompts this thanks? At the remembrance of His holiness. You meditate upon God, meditate upon who He is, you give thanks. Psalm 30, verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. Psalm 50:14, we already referred to that. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Psalm 69 and verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song. There it is again, joy. And will magnify Him, exalt Him with thanksgiving, or with the giving of thanks, the outward act. So as we thank the Lord, as we perform that act, it's to magnify God. It's to exalt the Lord. So it's not about us. It's about Him. All of our thanksgiving is to magnify Him. Psalm 95, verse 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. That is, with the giving of thanks. The outward act. And then again, you have that joy. And make a joyful noise in the hymn of Psalms. You see the connection? Throughout, joy, thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. And here we have both, the outward and the inward. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful. That's the inward. Thankful is not a verb. Be is the verb. Be thankful. The adverb. Describing what we're to be. Again, it's inward. But enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Be thankful unto Him and bless or praise His name. The two go together. Thankfulness and praise. Psalm 116, verse 17. I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Again, the giving of thanks. I will offer it unto Thee. Again, you cannot offer what you do not have. He feels a thankful heart, and He offers that thankfulness. Psalm 119, verse 62. At midnight, most people aren't up at midnight. He said, I will rise to give thanks. I will rise to give thanks unto Thee because of Thy. I will rise to give thanks because. What follows because? It's Him. Because of Thy. I will rise at midnight and give thanks. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving, outward act, of many, redound, that is, contribute or lead to the glory of God. Again, our thanksgiving is to magnify the Lord. Our thanksgiving is, the purpose of it is the glory of God. That's the purpose of giving thanks, is to glorify God. It's giving God the credit. In Philippians chapter 4, very familiar verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. So we're to pray about everything, but in a certain way, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Prayer and supplication. Supplication is praying for others, making requests. So we're praying, and God's in our thoughts, and we think of an attribute of God, and we give thanks. We continue in our supplications again. We think about God, we give thanks. Prayer with thanksgiving. Then, of course, we saw there in Colossians 3, verse 17. Then notice in Colossians 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same. That is, be on guard with thanksgiving. First of all, we ought to give thanks that we can pray. We are even have the privilege of praying. Ought to put us on the ground of giving thanks. Notice also 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, I believe that verse has been misapplied many times. In everything, give thanks. Now, there's a big difference between in and for. It does not say, for everything, give thanks. You and I can't do that. Something horrible happens, and how many of us automatically say, thank you, Lord, for letting that happen? No. But in the situation, inside. I mean, and it's going to flow out. It's going to flow out. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we again thank you, Lord, this day. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you so much for this psalm. And we thank you, Lord, that most of us here know something about it in our lives. And we thank you for that blessing. We do pray that you'd be with us today, that you would meet with us, those that are lost, that you'd save their souls. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.